Here are 10 coping skills to help you cope with the stress that you may be dealing with. Just as a rule, everyone should take care not to overdo any of the skills that I'm about to read to you. And you want to be comfortable. You know, if you're walking, wear comfortable shoes, bicycle, make sure you have a helmet. And do not use, this has permission to engage in compulsive or disordered behaviors. These are coping skills to help you manage and deal with your stress. Coping skills. Are techniques to help you deal with stress. Let's get back on into it. Number one, deep breathing. You're going to take some slow deep breaths to help you remain in control and get through the stress more efficiently. Try breathing with another skill listed below and see how well you cope. There are many different breathing techniques, and you will have to find the right one that is right for you. And she gives an example. Take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a moment. And slowly exhale slowly throughout your mouth, and you can do this for a minute. Writing can be an effective means of working through your stress. Writing can provide a means of expressing troubling thoughts, as well as gaining a better understanding of what may be bothering you. And since keeping stressful thoughts and feelings in often causes them to grow, it is important to give your thoughts and feelings a voice, especially when your feelings are raw. Writing your thoughts and feelings allows you to express freely without worrying about what others will think or how they will react. And to get the most out of this exercise, just try letting your words just come. Don't focus on spelling, grammar, neatness. Instead, just try writing the words on a piece of paper as they come to your mind and write until you feel you are done. Number three, physical activity. Take a brisk walk for 15-20 minutes can help lessen stress reactions and promote a general feeling of well-being. Regular exercise can also improve your body's ability to handle stress in general. Try walking around a new area while listening to your favorite music. It can physically take you away from the stress and perhaps give you a new perspective in the end. Self-talk. One of my main ones for coping. This is something we also teach children. Using positive self-talk, you can start to hear the words of encouragement and support whisper to you in your own voice. You will be surprised at how different that feels. Using positive self-talk consistently over a period of time also serves to rewrite the tapes. Try this with deep breathing and see how much better you feel. 5, art. I'm tired. Art, creative endeavors are a known means of self-expression. Some do not like writing, and sometimes words cannot seem to effectively express your feelings. So grab a piece of paper and some markers or crayon. Fill the page with colors. It does not matter what it looks like. Just do what seems to come next. You can focus on the colors and shapes as they form. Fingerprinting can be a transformative process, allowing you to get fully involved with expression through the art process. Grab some magazine, scissors, and glue. Make a collage. When using artistic expressions as a coping skill, the key is not to focus on the end product, but the process of making the art. Meditation. Meditation does not need to be a complex, structured process that you learn from years of practice. You don't have to buy a book or watch a video. If you want to engage in a non-instructive meditative process right now, you can simply sit and shut your eyes. Sit and shut your eyes. Think of a place that you love or a craft that you can make. Block out other thoughts by focusing on as many of the details as you can. What does it feel like? How does it sound? Picture the details, the colors, the process. Focus all your attention, blocking out any other thoughts. You may even fall asleep. Try doing this while taking slow, deep breaths and listening to your favorite relaxing music. puzzles. I love puzzles. Work a puzzle. Word, number, and logic puzzles can be great ways to refocus from the stress. By getting into puzzles, you get to exercise different parts of your brain. There will not be any room for stressful thoughts. Try jigsaw puzzle, Sudoku, a crossword puzzle, or a brain teaser. Once the puzzles are done, you may have a whole new perspective. It is important that you choose a puzzle that you enjoy and believe that you can complete. 8. Music. One of my favorites. Immediately when I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed, I come home and I hit my Alexa. And I get with the music. Listening to music is a powerful tool in coping. Music has the power to take the listener along any emotional path chosen. Pick your music wisely. Choose music that allows you to feel in a safe way but does not create additional distress. Some people may have a playlist or artists that always make them feel a certain way. It is important to create a playlist, or identify the perfect artist for a specific feeling before you need to use it to cope. The last thing you want to do when you're feeling stressed is to make another decision. As a final note, sometimes your music should be in the background, sometimes it should fill the room. Know what works for you and allow yourself to do it. 9, friends during times of stress. Friends can be invaluable. Talking with friends or even just spending time together can validate who you are and how you feel. They can provide a caring ear that is ready and willing to listen and support you. Be aware of who your real friends are. You understand? Be aware of who your real friends are. 10, pets. Got my little Rike over there, emotional support. Animals can be a wonderful, common being in your life. It doesn't matter what the animal is as long as you care about them and enjoy them. A recent study, no surprise to pet owners, found that having a dog increases heart health and reduces stress, not to mention how much more fun walk can be. Take your dog out for a walk, pet your cat and listen to the purr, watch your fish, see the smooth glides through the water. Even snakes and rodents can have calm, soothing interactions with their owner. Life can be complicated, messy, and rarely progresses in a straight line. Remember that. So learning how to cope with the daily stresses of life is a good way to minimize your stress. And you also have to, minimize your stress and learn these coping skills because it also improves your health. Gotta go. Call this idea.